The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The South Carolina Senate gave second reading to Senate Bill 1, commonly known as the Fetal Heartbeat Bill. With yesterday's approval, this means only one more vote before passage in the Senate. Then it's sent over to the House, where it was passed last session. We expect it to be passed again this year. And on to Governor McMaster, who told lawmakers yesterday, don't stop now. The governor has said he will sign the bill upon arrival to his desk. Senate leaders say that the final vote could possibly come this afternoon. On our guest line this morning, representing Senate District 25, Shane Massey from Edgefield. He's the Senate Majority Leader, the youngest to have held this post, by the way. And we're glad to have him on our guest line this morning. Senator Massey, good to have you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joey. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. You've had a busy few days as things got a little contentious within your Republican caucus this week. Tell us what happened and how you got to the vote yesterday.
Yeah, thanks. We've had a busy few days in public, but there's been a lot of planning that has gone into this week well in advance. We decided early on that one of the priorities that we wanted to push this year was the Fetal Heartbeat Bill. In November, South Carolina sent 30 Republicans to the South Carolina Senate, and we understand that there's a responsibility that comes along with that, and we want to try to use what South Carolina gave us. And so we made it one of our priorities, and we've got it up this week, and we've done a lot of planning. We knew there was going to be some fights, some of those fights internally. I mean, it's just going to happen on an issue like this.
Sure.
But we planned it well, and I think we're in a good spot.
Yeah. You seemed to be at an impasse earlier in the week, but then, as I understand it, you proposed the amendment that would include some exceptions. Tell us about those exceptions and tell us about the next step for this bill.
Yeah. So I had done a lot of work talking with members individually, one-on-one, well in advance of this week. And so I had a pretty good idea where people were. And, sometimes you've got to take some votes to let everybody else see that. And I think that's understandable. But I had a feeling based on what people were telling me, what it was going to take to get this thing across the finish line. And so, based on what people had told me, the amendment that I offered, yesterday, includes exceptions for rape, incest. And then we also preserve an existing exception for fatal fetal anomalies, and that is those not anomalies that are not remediable. They are inconsistent, incompatible with sustaining life after birth.
Yeah.
But what we have done, Joey, is if we can get this thing passed today, we are knocking out over half the abortions that are performed in South Carolina every year.
Yeah.
That's a huge win.
That's a big win. I happened to read that. I think I read it was like 55% of abortions that were performed would fall under this.
That's right. That's right. I read the same statistics too. Those numbers come from DHEC. Those are the official numbers. So over half the abortions, I mean, if we get this passed and the courts were up to uphold it, we would knock out over half of abortions in South Carolina. And I think that's a huge win. And I think that's what South Carolina sent us to do.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the courts. Some of your critics have said that this has nothing to do with stopping abortions, but that you're pretty certain that it's probably going to be challenged in court and that the end game is to get it to the U.S. Supreme Court to possibly overturn Roe v. Wade. What's your response with that?
Well, I think the idea is to pick a fight judicially to get it to the Supreme Court, because if you get it to the Supreme Court and you prevail, you're going to prevent half the abortions in the state every year. Right. It's going to take a court fight in order for this to be implemented. I think all of us understand that shortly after this thing goes into law, a court is going to enjoin it. But there are going to be appeals, and there are other similar laws in other states that are on appeal already. It's going to require prevailing in court. It's going to require the court changing some precedent. We all understand that. We just think that there is a better opportunity now with the makeup of the Supreme Court, that the court has been more respective of allowing states to determine policy in its own state, that we have a shot to do that here. And so that's why we're making this effort.
Yep. On our guest line this morning, Senator Shane Massey, the Senate Majority Leader. Now, you had 22 votes, affirmative votes yesterday. 11 senators voted against it, some of those Democrats, some Republicans. And you had 10 Democrats abstaining. What's the strategy with their abstentions?
I probably shouldn't speak to the Democratic strategy because lots of times I don't understand it. But I think on this one, they've been pretty clear, and that is, one, they know they are very unlikely to succeed. And if that's the case, they're going to make us own this.
Yeah.
Look, Joey, I mean, we've all heard it before. The Democrats are going to try to paint Republicans as being extreme and doing draconian things and hating women. Right. I mean, that's the typical line on things like this when conservatives are trying to protect life. So I think that's what's coming. We know it's coming. I think the public knows that's what's coming. But this is, this idea of protecting life once a heartbeat is detected, people understand that, right? I mean, that's something that's tangible. People understand there's a difference when you can hear a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And so I think that what we're doing is not only is it the right thing to do, but I think the majority of South Carolinians understand and support that as well.
Yep. Yep. Well, congratulations on getting this done. I know that there's still some who aren't totally happy with it, but I think it's a great progress. And I think pretty much some of the Republicans who are not happy with it is they did not they don't agree with any exceptions. They don't want the rape and incest exception in there. But hopefully. You're going to vote, give it its final vote today, send it over to the House. I feel comfortable. They'll pass it again, don't you?
I do. We do have one big hurdle today. Today is the day that if we were going to get in trouble, today would be the day.
Yeah.
But I think we're in a good spot. I mean, I've talked with all of our members. I think I know where they are. I think we can overcome any filibusters today. But today is the highest vote threshold that we would have to get on third reading. The way our rules work, if they're going to filibuster on third, if they're going to filibuster at all, they're going to do it on third because
right.
That's when we need the most votes to shut it down. But I think we've got this. I feel very confident about that. And I feel confident that, that if we're able to pass this today, I think the House will probably take it up quickly. The Speaker told me yesterday that they would take it up quickly and try to get this thing down to the governor as soon as possible.
Yeah. Senator Massey, as the Senate Majority Leader, of course, there are a lot of other important issues, too, that you guys are facing. Santee Cooper, the V.C. Summer nuclear plant, our response to COVID. You want to hit on a few of those, the important issues that you're going to be tackling here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said heartbeat was one of our priorities. We have other priorities that we want to try to deal with as well. And COVID is certainly one of them. Look, I think our response to COVID has not been very good. And I think the vaccine rollout has not been very good. We've got to do a better job of that because how we respond to COVID, it impacts people on a personal level and not just from a health perspective, but, we've got to keep businesses open.
Right.
I don't want any businesses to close down. I definitely don't want it to be by state mandate, but I also don't want it to be because you've got a statewide leadership failure that results in businesses closing. We've got to have businesses open. We've got to have people working. We need children in school 5 days a week, for mental health reasons, but also for academic progress reasons. And so we're going to try to do some things along those lines. We've got a lot of work to do on educational reform issues. This is something that's had a lot of attention statewide over the last few years, and it's been deserved. There are things we got to do. So we're going to work on that. And also we got to deal with this energy issue with Santee Cooper this year as well.
Yep. Shane Massey, it's always good speaking with you, Senator. Good job. We'll check back in with you again, hopefully, maybe in a few weeks. And good luck today as you try to get past this final vote.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Joe. Hope to be back soon. Have a good day.
Sure thing. Senator Shane Massey, Senate Majority Leader, as they will give a final vote on the fetal heartbeat bill.